The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's been nothing but a joy to serve this state for over 34 years. The people of our state have spoken, and while we were working and hoping and praying for a different outcome, I'm so proud that our campaign was open and accessible to the voters.
Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu, not a senator for much longer. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. She lost her Senate runoff race Saturday night. It is a red tide that has rolled across the South. Congressman Bill Cassidy, wins that runoff. So he becomes the ninth Republican pickup in the Senate this election cycle in the midterms. The incumbent, you heard her there, recampaigned and campaigned again and again and again all the way through Saturday. She was once seen as probably one of the strongest Democrats on the Hill, but not so much. In that concession speech, you just heard the little bit there, she talked about her record of courage and honesty and integrity and delivering for the state when it mattered the most. She said her only thing that she regretted, the only thing that she regretted is she didn't regret, rather, her vote for Obamacare. She just regretted it when she was running again. She didn't say that, but it's the truth. Because she was trying to distance herself from Obama and Obamacare, and I guess that didn't work out too well. And the I think the energy policies didn't help her very well, but regardless, there was definitely going to be a change made there. At the victory party for Cassidy, he was introduced by Republican senator from that state, Louisiana, Senator David Vitter, who endorsed him and has been pretty active in the race for him. And then he was joined by another foe in the race, the retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, who ran as a conservative alternative to him during the first round of voting, but then endorsed him in the runoff. So Landrieu is done, and a lot of the Dixiecrats are mourning that loss because it really has been a sea of red in the South. And what does this mean for 2016? After the midterms, I talked about that a lot, and heading into the midterms, I talked about that too. What does this mean for whoever the Democratic nominee is for president? We presume it's going to be Hillary Clinton, but I think it makes it that much tougher for the Dem based on some of these pickups in the Senate. And regardless, the way the landscape is now, and it already is this way, the setup is clear, it didn't matter what happened in Louisiana. The majority now in the Senate, clearly, we know this, is the Republicans. Mitch McConnell's the new majority leader. Harry Reid has just a week left. If truly the Dems and the Republicans are able to wrap things up by the end of the week, because that's when they would clear out for the holidays, and then you would have the new Congress in the beginning of January. In the meantime, as I said, that there were many peaceful protests at the tail end of last week over Eric Garner. He is the guy that was killed in the chokehold by the New York City police officer, and the grand jury decided there wasn't enough evidence there to charge him with anything. So protesters who were screaming that there was the injustice over the Eric Garner case have clogged an Oakland highway. They threw explosives at officers. The California Highway Patrol reported all of that back, and that was happening on Sunday, that there was a big skirmish there. So while so many of the others were pretty peaceful, and you had those so-called die-ins where people laid across the street and they did block roads and whatnot, you didn't have explosives thrown at the officers that were out there. So tear gas was sent into the crowds. They made some arrests, and it got pretty ugly at one point in Oakland, and I don't think we've seen the last of these protests, that's for sure. If you want to throw in your two cents on the Landrieu beating, you certainly can, or anything else that we jaw about here on this show, you know how we roll. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And what are you paying for gas, by the way? When I filled up over the weekend, it was $2.29 for a gallon of regular. So the whole tank for me to fill everything up, I think it was $27, something like that. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Well, I just walked into Denny's and I saw all these gas prices really, really low in the 250s here in Grand Rapids, Michigan right now.
250, that's good. So more people are, I can hear the people in Denny's, so more people have money to get flapjacks now.
But, you know, I'm wondering why there isn't anybody standing up for our American gas suppliers, the guys that are doing that fracking. Why doesn't somebody stand up and say, yeah, we will support you against the Arabs? Because this is a gas war. The Arabs are producing gas and trying to drive down the price to drive the American producers out of business. And it's going to be about who has the most money in the bank, you know? And we should have somebody on the national level in the Republican Party standing up and say, you know, if I'm elected president or the Senate or somebody should be saying something very pro-business about the fracking.
Wow, it sounds like they had a dishes crash over there at Denny's. Well, but here's the problem with that, Tomas. I mean, I agree with you. The fracking is exciting. It's created all those jobs. You know what's happened in North Dakota. But there's also people who don't like the fracking. And there's also people who prefer to have cheap gas no matter what. It's kind of like, hey, why are you shopping at Walmart? Aren't we helping the Chinese with all the cheap stuff that we're buying at Walmart? Why aren't we buying American? So I agree with you. Why not support American companies? But very doubtful you're going to find major endorsements in that direction other than, yes, we're pro-fracking, we're pro-American, because the people around the country that are listening to you and me right now want cheap gas. They don't want to pay more for their gasoline.
I tell you what, the people who are against fracking lost the last election, okay? And it is hard to compete with saving a dollar a gallon, okay? This is not like, you know, the gas station over there by your house has 2 cents off. No. You know, right? I mean,
right.
You are now saving a dollar or maybe even $1.50 per gallon.
Right. Right.
You got a 30 or a 20 gallon. That's, you know, you're talking about close to $100 every month. Okay, that's money out of people's pocket. And that, you know, if you get a Republican out there saying, look, we're saving you $100 a month on gas, we're also going to get rid of this crazy Obamacare and save you more money, because everybody knows it's the last thing in the world you can call Obamacare is affordable. It is not affordable. You know, the premiums are up there. The co-pays are out the roof, you know, and Republicans are here to save the people money, and they're here to cut taxes.
Well, that's a good thing, absolutely. I mean, that's why you said it. This is why we saw the avalanche, Landrieu going down nine Senate pickup seats for the GOP, because people are frustrated by overregulation and overtaxation. There's no question about that. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. He's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high.
Welcome to America Tonight, Joe Geary. Joe Geary is going to Normandy. We are coming up on the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and Joe was part of a crew that was in a B-24 that flew all over the European theater. He was a navigator. Joe, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what that was like, being a navigator during those days.
Well, our equipment wasn't anything like the folks have today, and it was both a little skill and a lot of luck in being able to get where you wanted to go and not get over any flak installations and things of that sort. It was an interesting time.
When you were, you know, when you were in the thick of it, so to speak, and you were watching what was happening, and you were there with the rest of the crew, what were the conversations like? What would you talk about as far as what was going on during the war and the Germans and that kind of thing?
Well, when you were flying, you didn't do any conversations. You were occupied with your particular job and that part. Off duty, we tried to compare notes as to what we had seen, what might be of interest in any particular items of that you had been involved in, particularly any of the gunners that were had spider attacks against them and how they handled it and things of that sort. But basically, the navigator was just a pencil chaser and watching a map and trying to see where we were going.
An important pencil chaser, definitely. Navigator was such a big position, Joe, that you're downplaying. That was such a very big position when you're talking about what happens in the planes and where you're headed. Did you have, I mean, this is kind of a funny question, but were you good at it? Did you have a good sense of direction and navigation?
I had an acceptable sense of navigation and direction and a pretty good eyesight and was lucky enough to get the Distinguished Flying Cross when we were shot up at Vienna and got back to the island of Viz off the coast of Yugoslavia where we went down. But, you know, once again, skill is one thing, but I'd rather have luck.
And you had luck then, apparently. What when you got the Flying Cross and you were actually hit, that had to be some scary moments for you and your pilot.
Yeah, it was. We had our co-pilot was shot up, and we couldn't ditch in the sea, and we couldn't bail out because we'd leave him. And the crew decided everybody was going to stay together, and we went in this little island, and the pilot did a superb job.
Wow. Tell us about D-Day itself and what, in your mind, what you remember and, you know, what happened afterwards, the celebrating afterwards.
Well, the main thing is I was not there on D-Day. I didn't get there till the 1st of July, and we flew cover for the invasion of southern France, and we did some of the bombing of the installations, defense installations, and the submarine pens at Toulon, and one thing and another for that. But the exuberance of everybody about those guys who were on the ground and in the water and made that invasion, you couldn't match it with any expression of feeling at this point in time. We were joyous or happy that the fight had really come to the Germans, and I guess we were really glad that we weren't the ones who were on that beach starting it out.
And yet now you're getting a chance to go. You're actually going with a group of people to Normandy. What are you anticipating? I mean, it has to be a big moment for you. That's happening next week.
Well, it is. This is basically, I kind of got lucky to get on the trip. And it's for the boys that were there, or the men now, that made that invasion. And but it's captioned as for the about the liberation of France. And I guess that's the reason I got in, because we did some of the work there on that part. But I'm looking forward to visiting with them, getting their historic view of the on-site combat that they sustained. And I understand that they're going to have a number of the Germans who were on D-Day that were there were on the other side at the dinner on June 6th.
Wow, good for you that you're doing that. What was it like? Take us back to the war's over. You know, here you are. You've got the Flying Cross. You were in the thick of it. What was it like once all of that was settled? What was that like coming back to the United States for you?
Well, it was. I had grown up a lot. I had never been anywhere, done anything when I left when I was 18, and got back from. You know, 21, and I've felt I was more mature than a lot of the kids were that were the same age that were at school when I returned to school and finished law school.
And then we want to tell people that you went on, you got your law degree from Southern Methodist University. You were admitted into the bar in 1947 and have had a distinguished career, starting a law firm that now is still thriving in Dallas, Texas, Gary Porter and Donovan. Do you feel like, as you said, you matured, that helped you in your practice, that you were ready to do what you had to do?
Yes, it did. It's hard to describe the difference in feeling, but the practice of law is the nearest thing to competitive athletics, I think, that I could ever do. And the fact that you experience some adversity and have overcome it gives you just a little extra ego, I guess, to want to keep going and thinking you can win.
I like that. So all those years that you spent during World War II and the maturity that you're talking about, it seems to me, Joe, that when I look at so many of the things that you were involved in, community things, city council, you were a past director of the American Basketball Association in the 70s. Do you think being in that situation, even being shot down, that you really wanted to grab on to life and be involved and do everything that you could do?
Yes, very, very much so. It's hard to compare today's activities and the way things are the way they were then. But when you're 20 years old and have had some success, you think they can't beat you and you just want to keep going.
Yeah, I like that. You can tell that obviously you were very competitive. If you were telling younger people today that are even further removed from World War II, what would you tell them about the people who fought that war and the importance of it?
Well, we had a different base of people behind us. Everybody was for us at that point in time, and I don't think that the military today has that the benefit of that solid community background and support. The main thing is people here have no conception of what it is to be a town that has been bombed or attacked or things of that sort, and we thought that it was the best for everybody that if you were going to have a fight, have it on the other guy's ground and try to protect the people that were here. And I don't, in the political things that I'm listening to, the people don't here really understand what it can be if the situation gets reversed.
Yeah, well said. Thank you so much for your service, Joe Gary, and enjoy your trip. Really a celebration, I think, of the 70th anniversary of D-Day and what it's meant to win that war. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my privilege to be here, and thank you very much for talking to me.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Mancow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Here in just a second on America Tonight. A couple of quick things. You just heard Joe Gary there talking about going to Normandy. He did go, had an amazing trip, was just regaled by all the stories of the people around him. It's amazing what he did and the fact that he was in a plane that was shot down. And we just celebrated, or honored is a better way to say it, what happened on December 7th, which catapulted us into World War II, and I thought it was fitting as we look back on the year, and we're going to continue to pop in some of those interesting conversations that we had until the end of this year. 2014 was an exciting year for America Tonight, and I cannot believe in a couple of weeks it is almost over, and then we're into 2015. And then, of course, we'll look ahead at New Year's resolutions, some funny ones that we think should be New Year's resolutions, and we'll count down to the top, what I think are the top 10 stories of 2014, and what you think the top 10 stories are of 2014. Certainly it would include, I believe, Ebola and the conversation around Ebola. And it would also include, sadly, ISIS and the beheadings of so many Westerners, including a couple of Americans, and we'll talk about that as well. That's just a couple of the stories, though. In the meantime, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, did you hear that the Royals were going to be in town? I don't care about gossip or celebrities or any of that kind of stuff. But I guess because I'm on the internet a bunch, I've been bombarded by all these stories and how exciting it is. And I heard some young girls giggling and screaming and like they were rock stars once they hit the ground in New York. Yeah, it's true. Kate and William and baby George are in the Northeast for 3 days. They're going to all kinds of different things, including a basketball game. When I say things, visiting all kinds of sites. Going to a basketball game for the Brooklyn Nets, but also they're going to visit the 9/11 Memorial and spend some time at the Reflecting Ponds, which I think is terrific they're doing that. And I guess it's, it has made some big news because it's not a normal thing. They're not traveling here a lot, so I guess it's unusual. You know, the what's funny is they're going to be in Harlem, too, at some sort of children's craft group, and then they're going to be at a reception with Hillary and Chelsea Clinton and that NBA game I mentioned. So I think it's kind of like the let's get them in and out of New York. Where can they go next? And of course there has to be a lot of police and escorts and their own security detail around them. But yeah, I definitely heard that they're coming to New York. So there you go. Let's move on to the next one. This one from Joe in Illinois, who says, Kate, I think it's terrible what happened to that guy who was choked by the New York City police officer. And the fact that he wasn't charged is an abomination, I believe. What do you think? Well, he was put in a choke hold. It looked like a choke hold anyway. And it's terrible what happened. I mean, listen, the guy was breaking a law, and yeah, people say, oh, he's selling cigarettes illegally. Well, what happened is he's out there on the street in front of these stores, so people call and complain, hey, some guy is selling a bunch of cigarettes illegally in front of our stores, whatever. And then the police respond. They get so many calls, so they respond, and they go to talk to him and to arrest him, and he resists the arrest, and then they had no idea he had heart problems, he was obese, and then they put him in the officer did put him in a chokehold, and he was saying, I can't breathe, which is awful, no question about that, and he dies, and it's it's a terrible tragedy. I am surprised that the grand jury didn't come back with something, but what was in the evidence that we didn't see? What was there in the evidence that this grand jury listened to? Because it's all based on evidence that maybe we don't know. And we're going to be able to hear more of that because some of that's going to be released, and that's what I want to see. What were some of the specifics in it? Because it was interesting after the Ferguson situation with the death of Michael Brown when we got to really hear that so many witnesses recanted and some of the other things that had happened. And I think these two cases are very, very different because, in some ways, because of what happened with Garner in July and then linking them together. I understand why some people are linking them together, but I see some big differences in these two cases. And, you know, I think we're going to have, certainly, I know from police officers that I've talked to, they're having a retraining is the best way to say it, a retraining of relationships in minority areas. And what's the police's goal and what are they trying to do and how are they trying to re-educate and all that sort of stuff. I know that's been at the top of the list from the East to the West Coast since all of this has happened. I think we're going to see more protests, too, by the way. Absolutely. All right, here's another one. This one from Landon, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. Thanks. I really enjoy it when I can listen. If I can't listen, I download it and I listen to it on the train, just so you know. And I get a big kick out of dumb things. I have so many dumb things. Once I got on a wrong train and fell asleep and didn't realize it until I was very far from the city I live in, New York City, and I was way out in the island, let's put it that way. I bet that's happened to a few people. Yeah, you know, I fell asleep, although I made it on the plane. I fell asleep. I was so exhausted one time, and it was in New York City. It was in LaGuardia Airport. I fell asleep in the chair. I had had breakfast and even had some coffee, and I just was comfortable. I was exhausted, and I just fell asleep in the chair. But the flight attendant, she knew I was there for that flight, and she woke me up, so I made it on the flight. Otherwise, if she hadn't noticed that and decided to come over and tap me, I would have missed that flight. So I feel you. Although I wasn't on the train, that'd be kind of jarring too. You're on the train, you wake up. Whoa, where am I? That's crazy. Here's this one from Joseph. I like to differentiate between my people. There's Joe and there's Joseph. All right, so Joseph, who's listening to us in Indiana, says, Kate, I know you do the cheap movie reviews, and I have to say that I went to see one of the movies over the weekend, and I really, 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 he says really like 15 times. I really, really, really liked the new installment of The Hunger Games, The Mockingjay Part 1. Of course, I read all the books and I saw the first two movies. So I shouldn't be surprised that I like this third movie. Jennifer Lawrence, once again, knocks it out of the park. I think you said you went. Did you like the movie? Yeah, you might have heard me talk about it. I read the books as well. I went to the first two movies, so of course I was going to pick it up in the third movie. And yeah, I thought the third movie was good. Yeah. I mean, I think reading the book, sometimes reading the book first and then seeing the movie, for some people, it ruins it, but for me, I think it enhanced it, actually. So I thought it was much better. By the way, Cop throws this in. He says, I fell asleep on a train coming back from Atlantic City, landed up in Philadelphia at 3 a.m. Yeah, I think people fall asleep sometimes on trains and when they're supposed to get on planes or on planes. If you fell asleep on the plane you were supposed to get off, of course they're going to wake you up. But it's falling asleep before you get on the plane like I did, that there's probably a chance that they could just pass you by, because lots of people, you know, the getting on the planes now when you're at the gates, they're so crowded together in the seats, they could just assume you're on some other flight unless you happen to check in and they knew, so they figured it. I just think I ran into somebody nice that she wanted to check because I was so close to the gate that she assumed I was on that flight, and luckily she assumed correctly, so that was a good thing. Kate, how are you doing? This one from Billy. He says, say hi to all the boys, Nathan and Matt. I don't know if you heard this or not, or you saw, or you happened to see the story. You know, now, of course, there's a big push on for Jeb Bush. I know you've talked about the fact that you knew somebody that said he was going to run. Did you happen to see that George Bush actually chose his sister Jeb over Hillary Clinton? Yeah, of course he did that. He was on the CNN. He was on the Sunday Swirl. I was on the CNN show. Candy Crowley asked Bush what makes, you know, what the whole potential of 2016. And he said he had a nickname for it, too, that I thought was interesting because I happened to see that whole interview. He said, my sister-in-law. So that's kind of his nickname. That's what he calls her, my sister-in-law. But it won't be my sister-in-law when his brother is running for that office, if he gets the nomination. Because you got a Rand Paul, you have a Ted Cruz, you have Bobby Jindal who's talking about running, you have a slew of other potential candidates for the Republicans versus Jeb Bush. Would be interesting, but I don't know that that's what people want to see. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Well, got a party and confused. Because lately you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, we're rounding the corner for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, you're invited to the party. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How was your weekend, Kate?
It was good. It was, you know, the weekends go by so fast, don't they?
Oh, well, they do when you get older. Everything goes by.
They do when you get older? I love that.
Everything goes by faster.
Oh, my.
So
you had a good weekend? You had a good weekend?
Well, I worked, you know, cutting firewood. I like getting out cutting, you know, cutting and clearing,
firewood.
Doing things. Oh, yeah.
Good. Good.
I stay warm.
Good.
But last week, I think you were talking about the discipline and how, you know, you would like to have a timeout. I'll give you a little timeout here. Anyhow, you're scolded. You know, you said you were scolded as a kid pretty rough, but back in my day, seeing how I'm a few generations older than you, we had what we called the classic knothead. When I acted up or my cousin acted up with my uncle and my dad in the front seat, they turned their high school class rings around upside down and they'd pop us on top of the head, which would leave a knot that is just perfect like a marble.
Oh, that's hilarious. Really? Oh, man.
And so to your episode of some of the dumbest things, because it just came up, talking to a friend of mine, I tell him about it, but one of the dumbest things me and my cousin did was we challenged each other to see who could be the worst knothead.
Oh, that's hilarious.
About the fifth knot, I thought I was a winner. But my dad turned around, popped my nephew back on the head, said, nobody wins at being an acted up. You know, he put the fifth knot on my cousin's head. He said, y'all both just knotheads. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful doing that now, because growing up, you know, kids' heads don't develop. You know, you can end up with an egghead instead of a knothead. You got to wait till they get older before you do things like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. Now, you know, now that would be child abuse, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You realize that.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a basic squat. I can remember being on the news, a basic lady was in Walmart in the grocery area, and she basically swatted her child that had diapers on, and she had DHS called on her in the store.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's such a bizarre line now with people, and of course, abuse is not right. But what used to happen, and now how far, in some ways, it's come from in the other direction. It just depends, you know. There is no rule book on parenting, huh?
Well, I still like my parents because there's certain things. It's just like we talked once about the, what was it, the back that, you know. He's totally out of the football scene now because he used the switch on his boy.
Well, yeah.
He used the switch to put the fear of God back into them so that when they get older, they respect the Ten Commandments. That's the whole purpose. You don't switch them all the time. There's degrees of correction.
Yeah, there's degrees of correction, that's for sure. Grim, thanks. Although with Adrian Peterson, he left marks on a young baby child, you know, right there on his legs and whatnot. I mean, come on, I can't stand by that. And he's out for now, but it might not be impossible to think that he could be back in the NFL next year. And there are a lot of people that say, hey, listen, this is a cultural thing. This is how he was raised. This is how the generations before him were raised. But in that case, the marks that he left and the age of the kid, just, you know, under 4 years old, that's a little bit too much, I think. Mike, listening to us in Quincy, Illinois. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to weigh in on the poor man that died in that unfortunate incident with the law officer and the Ferguson deal there in Missouri. And I guess my feelings toward the whole thing is we're always going to continue to have these problems as long as we continue to segregate ourselves. I don't think our American Census Bureau should have marks for Caucasian or African American or Mexican American, Hispanic American, whatever they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born in America, you're an American. You're not African American or white American. If you're born here, you're American. If you are a naturalized citizen from another country, you're a naturalized citizen. You're still an American. The only difference should be is if there's a work visa handed out to somebody that is not American but working in country for a short period of time, then there should be a different mark for them on a census. But otherwise, we should all be Americans. And I think once we all get past this color difference, red, brown, black, white, yellow, whatever you want to call it, and start calling each other Americans, I'm a disabled American veteran, and I fought alongside of brown and black and yellow and red Americans, and we didn't have any other color, but we were Americans.
Yeah, that's so well said, Mike. I so agree with you. I thought that we're all Americans. Of course, you know, they don't, that's the whole idea, is that we separate by our ethnic backgrounds, and you're right. Why do we have to check that? Because we're seeing, oh, that there's a switch in the demographics, and we have to keep track of what's happening. And I think there is a tendency. You're right. You make an excellent point. There is a tendency to segregate just by doing that, just by saying that constantly on job applications, all that sort of thing, especially with the whole affirmative action, what didn't happen before, and then we rolled over to one side. I agree with you. I mean, we're all Americans. Yeah.
Yeah, that was all I had to say. I'm not the brightest penny in the bank, but I believe if you were born in the United States, call yourself American. Don't call yourself African American or Hispanic American or Asian American, because you are automatically segregating yourself against anyone else.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, and thank you for your service, Mike. We appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call. And for what it's worth, I thought you were pretty smart guy. You know, the other side of that, of course, is, well, celebrate our differences, that we are a multicultural, lots of different flavors here in the United States, and that's why it's so great to live here, because we want to celebrate our heritage. We want to celebrate that our family came from Ireland and from Italy and from different places, and we want to celebrate those kinds of things. So I don't think we want to completely suck away what is really, frankly, sometimes really amazing celebrations, and, you know, think of foods and different ethnic backgrounds, but it's the way that you embrace it. It's the way that you interact. And it's like somebody said to me the other day, why don't they have these problems in other countries? Somebody said to me, you've been to other places and, you know, you see how it is. And the answer to that is countries that are very old, some of the countries that are very old that I've been to are smaller, and they're very proud of their country, and they're all Spaniards, or they're French, or they're British, or whatever it might be. But we're still a relatively young country, and I think that's part of it. But absolutely, I 100% agree. He was right on. I mean, aren't we Americans? We're all Americans. People don't identify themselves as Americans unless they're someplace else in another country and someone says, oh, you're an American, right? That's when you identify yourself that way. But we are all Americans. Excellent, excellent call. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.